Brother Ajami mentioned the scene, see and heard. Stephen, when he mentions this in Acts 7, he actually mentions those three things that you mentioned. He says to Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I'm come down to deliver them. Come now, I will send you. Which is a beautiful thing of what he has done. But I wonder if God came down, because he said, I'm come down. Wouldn't this be a beautiful picture of the coming down of the Lord Jesus? He physically came down when God became a man and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Came down in the form of Jesus Christ. He have seen the affliction. He have heard the groaning. And he came down physically to deliver us. It is a great salvation, again, because of the greatness of the Savior. And this is the case with anything that the Lord touches or does. It gets its greatness, its value from himself. The kingdom in the future, why is it a great? Because of the greatness of the King. Why is the cross great? Because of him that was hung on the cross. Why is the office of the priesthood now as a high priest is great? Because of our great high priest. So everything gets its, when he does it, gets its greatness from him. And we heard it repeatedly that salvation is only in him. Salvation is in no other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we shall be saved. It is by the name of Jesus Christ. He's the only Savior. But then we also heard that there's salvation in the past and in the present and in the future. And as those young believers, we want to prove this. In the past, for by grace are ye saved through faith. It is not of you, it is the gift of God. This is in Ephesians 2. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And what the Apostle Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, when the jailer asked him, men, brethren, what shall I do to be saved? I don't know what went on his mind. Saved from what? Maybe from the situation he has. But the apostle directs him to the Savior. Savior of everything. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and your house. This is salvation in the past. When you believe, you are saved from the penalty of sin. But salvation in the present, as our great high priest is in heaven, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. So salvation in the trials, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to succor them that are tempted. That is salvation in the present, saves us from the trials and temptations that we go through. But salvation in the future, when he comes and receives us unto himself. In Romans 13 he says, and that knowing the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It is the full package of salvation, so to speak, when he comes. When he comes, it is a future salvation. We will be delivered from even the presence of sin, from this bodies of humiliation. Also in Hebrews 19, he appeared once at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He shall appear again without sin. Hebrews 9, sorry. There's no 19. He shall appear again to salvation unto those that are waiting for him. So his appearing again would be the future salvation. What a blessed Savior. Yeah. Thank you.